In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I highly doubt that any of you will be skipping lunch today, right? Is anybody planning on skipping lunch or skipping dinner tonight? Probably not. Maybe there's an oddball out there that is, but most of us won't be. We've got to eat, and we all know that. But today's message is very, very simple. It's just very simple. Not only does your body need food, and it does, but your soul needs food as well. And the one who gives both of those food, both for your body and for your soul, is God. He gives food for your body, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and every snack you eat in between it. And He gives food for your soul, His Word. And your soul needs that Word of God. You absolutely need it. Food, if you give it more than just a passing thought, we usually don't, by the way. We usually just eat. Tastes good, we eat it. But if you give food more than a passing thought, it really is pretty mysterious, isn't it? I mean, what a mystery that the things you and I put into our mouths are somehow, some way, broken down by our bodies into things that are actually good and that our bodies can actually use. It's a mystery. I mean, just think of today, let's say you eat, hopefully nobody eats these exact things, but let's say today for breakfast you eat a donut. For lunch you eat cheeseburger and fries from McDonald's or something. And then supper you eat a bunch of slices of pizza. Okay? Now, doesn't sound real good, right? But our body somehow will even take those things and from them somehow break it down into things that our body needs. Now, some of you probably eat a little healthier than that, maybe. But still, it's a mystery. I mean, how does your body take an apple or a banana or a salad and turn that into energy for your body? What a mystery that is, right? I mean, this is really an impressive factory that God has given us here that can do all that. Now take one in particular, bread, because bread is what's used in the gospel reading today. God gives a little seed of wheat, and of course I'm sure all of you have seen wheat. I mean, these tiny seeds. And from that tiny seed, God eventually gives you bread that when you eat, gives your body carbohydrates. That's pretty mysterious. One little seed of wheat, planted in the ground, grows, produces a plant, produces more wheat seeds. Those are ground into flour, put some yeast with it, water. You got bread that gives your body what you need to survive. What a real mystery that is. It's in your donut, it's in your cheeseburger bun, it's in your pizza crust. Bread. And your body absolutely needs food. I mean, this is God's design. You all know this. If your body doesn't get the food it needs, what happens to you? What happens when you don't get food? Now, I know, of course, if you don't get food long enough, you will die. But what happens before that? What happens when you're hungry? Right? Evil things happen. Evil things happen, okay? Yes, death, but long before death comes impatience, anger, rudeness, unreasonableness. I was doing some thinking with Valerie the other day about this, and it seems to me there are definitely two indisputable times in life that bring out the worst in us. Okay? Maybe some of you could think of a third or fourth. But two indisputable times, when we're hungry and when we're tired. And of course, that's when you see some really mean and grouchy people. And what happens when you put the two together, when you're waiting in line for food, that's when everything goes to pot, right? Hungry and tired at the same time. Our bodies need food or else evil things start to happen. Now, as I said, the message is not hard today. This is very simple. But how important is this? The same God who, on the one hand, gives this mysterious food for our bodies, that feeds us, it makes us healthy, makes us happy. He also gives an equally mysterious food for our soul. He gives us His Word. And just like the food that we put in our bodies is mysterious because somehow our body breaks it all down into just what our body needs, the Word of God is just as mysterious. It enters into our hearts, we don't understand how, and somehow it gives us faith, which is our spiritual energy. It gives us faith in Jesus Christ. And just like food for our bodies, if we don't have the Word of God feeding our souls, what's going to happen? Evil things. On the one hand, if we don't get our donut or cheeseburger or pizza, okay, we'll get impatient or angry. What happens if you don't get the Word of God? You become prideful. You become selfish. You become immoral, hateful, and a thousand other evils. Now, on the one hand, see, it's so, I said, is anybody going to skip lunch? Nobody's going to skip, well, maybe somebody, but no, generally, nobody's going to skip lunch. We all know that we need to eat food. But time and time again, where we don't seem to understand this, is that we also need to be digesting God's Word every single day. Every single day. Sunday morning is not enough. Now, I praise and thank God that every one of you is here this morning, and that's exactly where we should be, right? Sunday morning is a must. We need to be here hearing God's Word. And as a pastor, it breaks my heart when folks do miss out on that. But I also got, you got to know, Sunday morning is not enough. Can you imagine a diet where you go for 6 days without eating? And that will bring harm to our soul. One day a week is not a good diet for God's Word. So here we have these two foods. We've got food for our bodies, our bread and so forth, and we've got food for our souls, the Word of God. Now, which one of those is more important? Which one is more important? Judging by our intake, of course, right? I'm just saying, we wouldn't go a day without food. A lot of days we go at least three meals, right? And sometimes meals in between. So judging by our intake of that and the fact that most of us will go many days without the Word of God, you would think, well, food's got to be more important to us, right? And in some sense, you might say, well, if we don't eat food, we're going to die. Okay, but I want to give you two specific times with Jesus where bodily food and spiritual food were both involved. And you see how Jesus does it, okay? So first was when he's tempted by Satan in the wilderness. You probably all remember that. He hasn't eaten for 40 days. He's fasting and he's hungry. And so the devil comes and says, if you're the Son of God, take these stones, tell them to be bread. Now, Jesus, if you haven't eaten this long, like I said, your body needs food. So he's probably very weak. I mean, his body is craving food. So here's the perfect chance for him. You know, he gets to prove to the devil he's the Son of God and he gets to eat. Perfect. Everything's taken care of. But, as you all know, if he obeys the devil, then he gives up the Word of God. So you could not find a more direct, a more pointed case where Jesus has bodily food and spiritual food and has to say which one is more important. Hasn't eaten for 40 days. And what does he say? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, not by this bread, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The other example is today, the gospel reading. Now, in our gospel reading today, the part that gets all our attention is the food, the bodily food. He takes these seven loaves of bread, feeds 4,000 people, and that's fine. That's where our attention goes. I get it. But what you might miss in the reading, what had Jesus been doing for 3 whole days before he did that miracle? 3 days! He had been teaching them the Word of God. Now, again, like I said, it might get our attention, the fish and the bread, but much more what he gave them for 3 days before that was the Word of God. Now, we can say, yes, it's a great mystery. How did he feed 4,000 people with just 7 loaves and a few fish? Yes, that's a mystery. But what's an even greater mystery? His Word. It enters into our ears, into our hearts, and it gives us faith in Jesus Christ. What a mysterious food this is. I'll give you something to think about, compare it to, okay? I don't know how many of you have read Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings trilogy, but I'm finally reading it. I've been wanting to read it for a long time, so, and I'm enjoying it. Well, part of that book that I find really cool is there's all this magical food. Magical food. So, for instance, there's this bread that's called lembas, and it's given by the elves. And if you eat a little bit of this bread, this lembas bread, in the morning, it doesn't take a lot. It invigorates you for the entire day. You don't need anything else. Magical food. There's the Ents, the tree people. They have this magical drink, Ent Drought, they call it. And so you drink some of this. Again, same kind of an idea. You're just invigorated for the whole day. And not only that, but it even, they talk about how you can feel it all through your body. It actually even makes you taller. So that's pretty cool, right? So it's fun to think of this, but some of you may know, may not know, that of course Tolkien, who wrote those books, was a devout Roman Catholic. And he said in a letter that that bread, that lembas bread, specifically had religious significance. He was trying to teach us something about bread. And we know it from the scriptures. We have magical bread. It's not the bread you're going to, not the cheeseburger bun you're going to eat for lunch. We have the bread of life, Jesus Christ. And even more specifically than that, we have the bread of the Lord's Supper. And it truly is miraculous the way that word of God, that bread of life, works in us to give us new life. Now, again, I don't want to just be abstract about it. Just think, when you're hearing the word of God, what does it do for you? When you're here in church, hearing the word of God, or Bible study, or you're home reading the word of God, reading the Bible stories with your kids, praying the word of God, whatever. When you're using the word of God and hearing it, what does it do? It makes you humble, for one, because we wouldn't be without it. It creates humility in us. It works repentance in us for our sins. It works patience. It makes us more patient. It works forgiveness so that we can forgive other people and not hold grudges. It works kindness and compassion. I mean, it works. When we're receiving the Word of God in the Lord's Supper every week, it works. It just like you know, if you eat three good, healthy meals a day, it's going to make a big difference. The same is absolutely true of the Word of God. If you're eating plenty of it, it's going to make a big difference in your soul. Now, real quickly, I'll say on the other hand, which you all know, if you're eating junk food all the time, ice cream, pop, you know, candy, fried stuff, your body's going to feel that too, isn't it? And Paul said in the epistle, he said, when we're filling ourselves up with junk, we're going to get the fruit of that junk. And he says, what was the fruit of all those things you're ashamed of? So I would just ask you, for instance, what fruit comes from filling up, instead of God's word, filling up on gossip? What fruit comes from binging on social media? Or filling yourself up all in politics, or celebrity culture, or with evils like gambling or pornography or whatever. These lead to a miserable and evil life. We've got to eat, and what our soul needs is the pure and healthy food of God's Word. And before I close, I do just want to tell you that it has been on my mind a lot lately, for whatever reason, I don't know, before this text though, how we as a congregation can maybe be a better service in this particular area. And I've got some ideas. I don't know exactly. I need to work them out some more. But I just want to tell you this morning. The ideal for every one of us who is a member of our congregation, the ideal that I want for every one of us and that we all want for each other, is that all of us in some way would be receiving God's word every day. In some way. That's the ideal. And we all know that there's many days we don't because we don't have those habits developed. So, you know, what can we do? I mean, one thing, you got the portals of prayer, which is wonderful if you kind of keep that habit every day, then you know you're receiving God's word. But there's a million other things, and that's what I've been wondering about. How can we help one another better in this area? You know, you get all kinds of things available on your phones now, apps that are helpful, Bible story books, you know, that families need. So I think we need to be thinking about that. Whatever the case, we all know that we need more than just donuts and pizza. Okay, we really do. We need the precious food of our souls, the Word of God, And that's exactly what Jesus wants to give you. He is the bread of life and gives you, in his word, the bread that gives eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.